the tuition industry, I mean, is regulation ever an option? I mean, some countries have tried it.
And we have watched these experiments by some of these countries, and sad to say, actually, they didn't always work as intended. In fact, it has just gone underground. In fact, it has caused a bifurcation between the haves and the have-not even more, because the haves will have all kinds of private tuition where the auntie will come to the house and pretend to be an auntie, and then the rest will have. Actually, to be honest, whenever I talk to the students and ask them about tuition, I usually ask them a few questions. I ask them, did you ask to go for the extra tuition, or did someone else send you for the extra tuition? Now, that's a very fundamental difference. If the students say that I want to strive, actually, I don't very much have a problem with that if they want to learn more. But I'm always worried for the students who look very grouchy and down when they go for such lessons, because they seem to be trying to fulfill someone else's expectations rather than their own aspirations. So I think we need to make a difference. We can push our kid so much, but if our kid doesn't have the innate desire to want to improve, then you only go so far. Then the day they leave the school, the day they are no longer under our watchful eyes, they will stop learning. So this is the first question. Then I have another problem with some tuition centres which I think are really black sheeps of the industry. One, those people who tout their services, they guilt trip the parents to think that, you know, so many people are doing this, why are you not doing this? It's a bit like the milk powder problem we have a few years back, right? There's no way to regulate this, but it's a cultural mindset, is to give our parents a confidence that I know my child best and I don't need to be subjected to all these things down here. So that day I was quite upset where P1, first day of school, one of these tuition center stood outside one of my school and gave out flyers. So my principal went out and gave them a piece of our mind. It's totally unnecessary. P1, there's no exams. Instead of inculcating the joy of learning, you are handing out flyers to the parents to create this fear of missing out. So this is one problem. I have another problem with some of the tuition centres, and that is that they pre-select the students and then they claim credit. And I think it's most unethical, and I think it does a disservice to the whole image of a teacher. And I don't like people who use their students to advertise their services when they might, from what we know, given so-called a discount or enticement to the students. I think all these are unnecessary, and it just adds to the guilt-tripping of the parents, and it's really a disservice. To me, all my teachers in MOE, they understand my expectations. We serve everyone regardless of background. In fact, we take care of those with the higher needs even more. It is not right for people to come and say that I pre-select the students and try to claim credit. Then what is your real value add? All right? It is like some people try to get top PSLE students to endorse their product, and we know which are the guilty ones. You say, oh, if you consume this product, you will get top PSLE score. Sorry, it's the other way around. They got top PSLE score and you ask them to endorse your product. That is not correct. So can we regulate this? We are talking to the advertising industry to see whether we can have a code of conduct, if you like, on what is right to do and what is wrong to do. For the sake of the own industry, the advertising industry, because you just give a bad name to the whole industry if we allow this to fester. And I think, on the other hand, on the positive side, we are pushing out more resources, making available more resources to the students and the parents. Because I want every child and every parent in Singapore to know, we have an education system that do not depend on your means. It will be very sad for us one day if our education is one whereby the resources and opportunities are allocated according to means and not needs. I always say, I don't come from a privileged family. If someone like me can be brought up by the system, I want to make sure that every generation, someone like me, can make a positive contribution and realize their full potential. And that must be a collective effort. And we shouldn't have this mindset that I can only succeed in Singapore because I have the means. Or I cannot succeed in Singapore. On the other hand, I cannot succeed in Singapore because I don't have the means of others. And if you look at our PISA score, it affirms what we are trying to do. People say that we have a big gap in our PISA scores. But actually, our big gap is not because our poorer students are not doing well. Our poorer students, compared to their peers, are above people's average. Above people's average, not just beating their own group of students, same kind of background. They are above the global average. Why should we make our people feel inadequate? Why should we do so? We do a disservice to ourselves. That's why our, if you like, if we are comparing ourselves, we are not comparing ourselves internally. The competition is not within Singapore. The competition is how Team Singapore compare with the rest of the world. And this is something that we have just have to keep working on it. It's a never-ending challenge to see how we can make sure that the positive messages are going on. So we look at the SLS system today, the, if you like, the internet system, yeah, our learning space, the Singapore learning space. Actually, all our students, if they log on to the SLS, they have all the best teaching resources across all the schools. There's no need to go and spend money to go and buy extra test papers as we may have need to do in the past. They have modules that they can even access if they are so interested, even at levels beyond the school. I went to one school, a Sec 3 student was saying that during his holidays he was looking at Sec 4 classes. I said, why do you do that? He said, oh, well, it's all available, right? He knows how to. And our parents need to know that such resources are made available. But of course, there was a joke amongst the parent support group. It says, should you let the parents know that actually your child, once it's in the MOE school system, have access to all these resources? He says, well, the positive thing is that then the child might be inspired to go and learn at their own pace. He says, well, but then you might have end up with some kiasu parents that will cause the child to go and do everything in there, regardless of the child's need. So I think it's not just making available what we can to the quality resources, that the part we talk about scaling, the quality resources to everyone, but also to work with our parents to apply those resources according to the needs and abilities of our children, rather than say, oh, all these are available. MOE certainly don't expect you to finish, and you certainly cannot finish everything that is inside the SLS, and that's not the aim. But we want our children to say that, hey, if there are so many things to learn in the SLS, even if it's not done in my classroom, can I go and learn something on my own? And that, I think, is really the real essence of learning.